So a fabulous day for Canada and Nathan Smith, who won today the men's 12.5 kilometer pursuit in the final World Cup in Kandy Menzies, Russia. And we've caught up with Chris Lindsay, the High Performance Director for Biathlon Canada. And a very busy day for you and the team, eh, Chris? But a great day at the office, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful when you're busy because of success like this.
Yeah, absolutely, and Nathan is so deserving. He's really worked hard, and it's amazing to see it follow the silver at the Worlds in Finland only 2 weeks ago. But not surprising that he's feeling confident, and he's got the ability for sure. So great to see him, and a very decisive win today. I think it was like 20 plus seconds, right?
Yeah, it was. It's remarkable because we've seen a lot of very tight races lately. Through both his success and through, some of the athletes who were chasing him having some difficulty in the race, it all came together so that he had the ability at the end of that race to really be able to savor it a little bit and not just have to hammer across the line.
Yep. That's for sure. But it was funny when we talked and listening to other interviews that he was still a little bit nervous at the end, even though he had a lead. But you can never take your foot off the pedal, so to speak, until the very end. Lots of great other athletes out there. But certainly it all came together for him today. And I had asked him if there was anything special today, and he said he felt his legs were really good in warm up, really snappy, and I think he was thinking about the end of the season and coming close the other day. He was fifth, and always wanting to get on the podium, but today it all came together. Any comments from you as to why you think it happened today?
Well, I contrast the performances this weekend, sprint and pursuit, to what went down in World Championships, where in the World Championships, because there was so much excitement and really such a historical milestone, winning the silver medal.
Yep.
I think he went into the pursuit at the World Championships with a different level of expectation and a different set of stresses on both external and internal into that race. And what we're seeing out of all of our athletes is as we make these incremental gains race after race and of course season after season, and now they're really playing the top game, they're entering into situations that they've never been in before.
Sure.
Right? I mean, they've all been through levels of racing where they've been leading and winning, but winning at a NORAM or winning at a Canadian Championships or winning at a North American Championships or even winning at an IBU Cup race is just not the same as being out there with the circus and the crowds and the stresses that come with a World Championships or a World Cup win.
Sure.
And heading into the race today in fifth spot, really the difference that he needed to make up was close to the same as what he's dealt with before, but just that little bit less stress and knowing that I've been through this before.
Yep.
I've been up at this level of racing at the front of the pack with these guys before. I can do this, and I think I would. I'd speak on virtually the whole country's behalf when we saw halfway through the race, when he was third into first after the first standing. We all sort of were thinking, he can do this, but we've seen touches with this level of success before and haven't quite been able to pull it off. But this time, because of the experiences he's had, because this wasn't the first time he's been in this situation, he's ready to deal with it, and he's able to draw on all the experiences he's had before, and he's able to be absolutely solid on that last shooting, and frankly, a fantastic ski performance as well to back that up, and to be able to come across that line with no one else behind him, easy, and be able to savor that win.
Yeah, it's a very proud moment for him and the team. And I think your comments are well spoken that it does take some acclimatization to getting up to that level and then being able to deal with it, because it is, as you say, it's a circus, and all the guys up there are all very capable. And they're very big challengers, and if you can race with them and feel that you can race with them, then that makes all the difference. And Nathan sure showed that today, even though he talks about being afraid or a little bit worried, but he still, as you said, he nailed it and shot well, skied well, and he knows he can ski with the best and come out on top, which is what he did today.
Mm-hmm. And I think it speaks to the program that our head coach Matthias Sorens has put together to make these incremental gains steadily. Yeah. And being able to accept that, Canadian athletes who haven't been at this level before are going to make mistakes, but you allow them to have the experience, learn from the experience, and then in the future be able to capitalize on it. And it was absolutely inevitable that we were going to have a World Cup win. Whether it was going to come this season or next season, we knew it was coming.
Yep.
And it is absolutely inevitable that we are going to have other athletes be able to hit this level of performance as well. And Cert Nathan is going to be able to pull off more results like this.
Absolutely. And it's I think it speaks well to the whole idea that good results breed good results, and confidence is a big part of the game. And I think even today, Rosanna Crawford, she was in around 25th, and she finished 13th. And Brendan Green was 5th not long ago, so a big streak of hot shooting as well. And speaks well for the program, both on the World Cup level and I guess at home, because we've got top level events taking place as well in Canmore, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've got the World Cup. Well, we had the IBU Cups here this season, where we had two athletes with a silver medal each, and then also a fourth place and a sixth place. And this is leading into next season's World Cup in right. early February, where we are going to have all of our best athletes in Canada there, able to compete at home on a course that they know intimately, and be as well supported as we can possibly help them out, to provide every possible opportunity for them to come through. And you know what? For some of them, that will mean they're going to be targeting the podium, and for other athletes, they're going to be targeting top 8s, top 16s, top 30s. But to be able to have that peak, and then, of course, be able to follow that up with moving on to the World Championships next season in Oslo, mm-hmm. which is a course that we have had a lot of success on before. We know the course well. We know the snow conditions. Head Blackstack Tom Zinnick, has got that facility totally dialed in with his team, and we're looking forward to being able to capitalize on all that.
It's got to be an exciting time for Biathlon Canada, and just seeing how the results are coming and watching the evolution. When you look over time, do you feel a trajectory is where you had kind of expected it would be?
To be perfectly honest, I think we're happily tracking a little ahead of where we had hoped to be. We had targeted to be a top 8 at the World Championships this year. We're pushing really hard to make sure that happened, and we of course achieved that. What I hadn't expected was to see things like the success that Megan Heineke had at the World Championships, to see the success that Brendan Green had with every single race he was in was a top 30 finish. I mean, that's a phenomenally solid level of performance, mm-hmm. right? With
sure.
Maybe not as high on the top end as he personally would have liked, but to see that even on his worst day, he was doing, infinitely better than most athletes from Canada had been able to do, period, at the World Championships, looking at our recent history. And being able to know that we've got a cadre of young male and young female athletes who are now just breaking through into the World Cup level, and knowing that they are going to be making these incremental goals season over season, and I expect in time to be optimally prepared to go into the Olympics of 2018.
Sounds all very positive and great, Chris, and congratulations to you and the team, and of course to the athletes who are getting the results and just watching the evolution. We see it, and today is just another affirmation that the confidence is there and the capabilities and from all the athletes. So we wish you all the best, and we look forward to having more conversations with you for the same reason.
And thank you very much for all of your interest, and we look forward to providing you with more great racing experiences in the future.